Al-Khidmat Foundation Pakistan on Monday dispatched its 28th humanitarian consignment to Gaza, carrying 100 tons of essential food and medical supplies, in a continued show of solidarity with the Palestinian people. The aid is part of the foundation's ongoing relief efforts for the war-affected population in the besieged enclave. Alhamdulillah. Al-Khidmat has sent a new consignment of 100 tons of relief goods from Islamabad for Palestinian families in Gaza facing a severe food crisis. Hashtag Al-Khidmat, hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine, hashtag support, hashtag Palestine pic.twitter.com/s/or/nemiroj. Al-Khidmat Foundation Pakistan, at al-khidmat.org, August 4, 2025. The consignment, arranged in coordination with the Government of Pakistan and the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, was flown from Islamabad via special aircraft to Amman, Jordan, from where it will be transported to Gaza for distribution among displaced families. The aid dispatch comes at a time when humanitarian conditions in Gaza continue to deteriorate. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, and UNRWA, child malnutrition rates have tripled in the last 3 months, and the region faces a risk of famine if access is not urgently expanded. On July 10, children and women were killed and injured while waiting for nutrition supplies in Gaza. The killing of families trying to access life-saving aid is unconscionable. UNICEF's Ted Chibin shares what's needed urgently for children in Gaza. pic.twitter.com/m2xbscxt. UNICEF, at UNICEF, August 2, 2025. Aid organizations say at least 600 aid trucks are needed per day to meet the Strip's basic humanitarian needs. Nearly 1,600 aid trucks have entered Gaza since Israel eased restrictions in late July. Local Palestinian health authorities reported that at least 80 people were killed on Sunday by Israeli airstrikes and gunfire across the Gaza Strip. According to Palestinian medics, several of the victims were attempting to reach aid distribution points in the central and southern regions of the enclave. Among the dead was a staff member of the Palestinian Red Crescent Society. The organization stated that an Israeli strike hit its headquarters in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza, sparking a fire on the building's first floor. Growing hunger. At least 41 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks across Gaza since dawn, including 20 people who were seeking aid, hospital sources told Al Jazeera. The killings come as the United Nations warns that Gaza is on the brink of famine, with 1 in 3 residents reportedly going days without food. Over 320,000 young children are now at risk of acute malnutrition, said Ted Chibin, UNICEF's Deputy Executive Director for Humanitarian Action and Supply Operations, in a statement on Friday following his recent visit to Israel, Gaza, and the occupied West Bank.